Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello! From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're pulling back the curtain to reveal women overlooked in their own lifetimes or in our historical accounts of the eras in which they lived. We're talking about the activists, thinkers, leaders, artists, and innovators history's forgotten. Today, we're talking about a woman who fused the culinary arts with chemistry to feed her country and free them of colonial constraints. Her best-known invention became an internationally popular condiment, and her food literally saved lives. Please welcome Maria Arosa. Maria Arosa was born on November 29, 1893, in the coastal town of Taal in Batangas, Philippines. Her early childhood years were defined by war and strife. She grew up during the Philippine Revolution and the Philippine-American War. Her father was a part of the resistance movement, first against Spanish rule and then against the U.S. forces. As a steamship captain, her father would secretly carry Filipino soldiers and supplies from island to island. At one point, the family had to flee for safety. And Maria's father was even taken as a political prisoner. These experiences instilled an unshakable Filipino pride in Maria. When she was 23 years old, Maria left home to attend the University of Washington as a government-sponsored scholar. To help pay for college, she worked year-round. Over the summers, she worked at fish canneries in Alaska. She absorbed all the information she could about packaging and preservation methods. During the school year, she worked as an assistant chemist in the School of Pharmacy's food lab. In 1921, Maria graduated with a bachelor's degree and master's degree in pharmaceutical chemistry, plus another degree in food chemistry. Maria could have stayed in the U.S. after graduating. She was offered a job as an assistant chemist at the university, but she turned that down. In 1922, Maria returned to the Philippines to work at the Bureau of Science. She wanted to get back to her country to share all that she'd learned abroad. Maria returned with a specific goal in mind. She saw how much the Philippines relied on food imports. She wanted to help make the country self-sufficient and free it from foreign control. Part of this effort involved launching her own version of 4-H clubs. These clubs focused on improving conditions in rural areas by teaching local women how to prepare meals, preserve food, raise livestock, and tend gardens. Maria also contributed to the well-being of rural communities by inventing the pala yolk oven. This was a riff on the traditional clay pot. Maria's version could bake cakes made from local flour without using electricity. At the Bureau of Science, Maria focused on increasing food supply and limiting malnutrition. She explored all the ways to preserve food, such as fermenting, dehydrating, canning, and freezing. Maria pioneered a method for canning whole mangoes. That allowed the Philippines to distribute this popular local fruit around the world. Maria was keen on using endemic ingredients to fix food insecurity in the Philippines. She used cassava, green bananas, and coconuts to make flour, fermented wine with local fruits and nuts, and extracted vinegar from pineapples. One of her most famous food creations was banana ketchup. When America colonized the Philippines, Americans brought along tomato ketchup, which became very popular. But it was pricey to import, and tomatoes didn't grow well in the tropical climate. Maria didn't let that stop her country from enjoying the condiment. She mashed together saba bananas, brown sugar, vinegar, and some spices to make a sweet and tangy tomato ketchup alternative. She also added a bit of red dye to fix the less than appetizing brownish yellow color. Banana ketchup quickly became a staple in Filipino households and grocery stores. But Maria's name did not. Many Filipinos know her name because of the busy street named after her, but not for her culinary contributions. Over time, corporations saw the popularity of Maria's creations and began to produce them en masse. But they didn't credit or pay tribute to the original inventor. In fact, the first company to mass-produce banana ketchup, Universal Food Corporation, credited its founder as the creator of the condiment. Still, Maria didn't stop there. She traveled all around the world to research food preparation and preservation techniques. She spent time in China, Japan, and Hawaii. When Maria returned, she was appointed chief of the Food Preservation Division and the Home Economics Division. And in 1934, she became head of the Plant Utilization Division of the Philippine Government's Bureau of Plant Industry. Some of Maria's most significant inventions include Soyalac and Dirac. Soyalac is a nutrient-rich drink made from soybeans. It was considered a miracle food. Dirac is a rice flour rich in vitamin B1. These two products were critical during World War II. When the Japanese army invaded the Philippines after attacking Pearl Harbor, Maria had a choice to make: evacuate with her family or stay and support her fellow Filipinos. The decision was clear. She told her family, "My place is here. I cannot in conscience abandon my work and my girls." Maria became a captain for one of the underground guerrilla units. Food was scarce during the war. Imports came to a halt, and agricultural production stalled. Maria and her unit turned their attention to creating nutrient-rich foods that would sustain the soldiers. As the war waged on, Filipino and American war prisoners were kept at the University of Santo Tomas prison camp. They suffered from poor living conditions and malnutrition. Maria figured out a way to smuggle food into the camp and began sending Soyalac. It saved thousands of Filipinos and Americans from dying of starvation. On February 13, 1945, Maria was on the way to a bomb shelter during the Battle of Manila. Before she could make it, she was hit by shrapnel. A member of her team rushed her to the nearest hospital. Shortly after she arrived, the hospital was hit by an American bomb. Hundreds of doctors and patients died. Maria was one of them. In the chaos of the war, Maria was buried in a mass grave. Today, it's still unclear exactly where she was laid to rest, though in 2020, a memorial marker was unearthed at the hospital where she died. All month, we're talking about women behind the curtain. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.